Hello. Hi. How are you?
Art Garfunkel. Hi. How are you?
I'm happy. I'm in a good mood.
Are you up this morning?
Oh, I've been up for hours.
Well, good. I'm glad
we didn't wake you. I got up very early.
I thought that it's not good to anger the guest. So, how you doing, Art? You doing good?
I'm doing very good. I'm raising two boys. I love my wife. There's a good amount of stability there. That's not an easy thing in this age.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Catherine. She's beautiful.
You know, great. one of the things I love about the older generation artists is that they are also family people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Yeah, just like me and everybody listening this morning. I love that about you guys.
When the smoke clears, these are the things that seem to matter. The friend that sticks by you, your woman.
That's awesome.
These are the things that matter.
That is, you know, you're absolutely right about that. I love your humble heart, and I've always loved that about you. I have to ask a question though. Let's look at the accolades. Let's see here. For a solo act, you got a top 10 hit. You've got three.
You're going into this stuff. I've been around.
I know you have. I want to do this because there's something at the end I've got to ask you about. Three top 20 hits. I know you don't like hearing this about yourself because you're humble. Six top 40 hits. 14 adult contemporary top 30 hits or top 30 singles, and you've also got 5 adult contemporary number ones in the UK, 2 number ones, People's Choice Award. You've got how many Grammys now? Is it 8 or 9? How many? Has you got enough on the mantle yet?
I don't know.
You've got a lifetime achievement
in the bathroom.
You've got a lifetime achievement award. You're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. When in the heck did you have time to be a math teacher?
Way back in the beginning, after, I'll give you the literal answer, in 1970, after Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Is that
right? I turned
right?
my back on the fame and the noise, and I moved to Connecticut, and I found a job as a math teacher. I thought this is the essence of being quiet. And I loved the literal curriculum of mathematics. It was not questionable. These are factual answers. It was my idea of being very peaceful and turning my back on the noise of rock and roll.
I love it.
It didn't work. It lasted for about a half a year, and then I left that illusion.
Yeah, I was talking to one of our sponsors who's on the show occasionally, Frank Friedman, the other day. In fact, last Friday, and I told him, I said, you know what I love about Art? I said he is one of the intellectual brains of the business, and I love that about him because you don't get that a lot.
I'm one of the only ones who got an education. Sure I'll piss off a lot of my colleagues, but I did get a lot of schooling. I believed in Plato. I believed in Darwin. I thought all the books that they gave us to read back at Columbia College, they were all worthy.
Yeah.
And when I finished my years at Columbia, I went back and read them all again.
Wow.
And as a more of a grown-up mind, war and peace meant much more to me when I was 27 than it did when I was 17.
I get that. I absolutely get that. My special guest on the phone this morning, Art Garfunkel, going to be over at the Mother Church Ramen Auditorium coming up on the 20th. And I understand that you have a little present that you've brought along with you. You've got more tickets for us to give away. You are such a gem. Let's give it up for him.
I'm Santa. I'm a little late, but I'm Santa.
That is awesome. So we'll do a pair just after we get done with the interview here. What can we expect over at the Ramen Church now that you're doing this again on your by yourself? Again,
I've gone literary. I don't want to scare people away with that word.
Yeah.
But for 30 years now, I've been holding a notebook in my back pocket and writing, and I write these prose poems, and I want to serve them up in my concert. There'll be a bunch.
Well, you are known as a poet, no doubt about it. And I would, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. And you know, your crowd gets that about you. They love you for that type stuff, man.
I know.
Yeah.
I know my audience. They're wonderful.
They really are. Let's go back a little bit further. And I don't want to call it off Broadway because it was never on Broadway that I recall, but there is a show going around about you and Paul, and it ran through Nashville not too long ago, and it's really, really cool. Let's get your take. Early on, how did you meet Paul Simon?
We met in Queens, New York, in the sixth grade. We were 11 years old. We were in different classes, but we had an eye on each other. We were both the turned-on kids in the neighborhood. There was a spark about us.
Yeah.
We were not the ordinary kids in an ordinary Jewish suburban Queens neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We had a spark. He was very musical and very funny. And I was a terrific singer, and I had and the girls liked me. I was the blonde singer in the school. I got into the talent show. So he was aware of me from singing in the talent shows at 11 years old. And by the time we were cast in the school play in the sixth grade, he was pitching to try and win me over with his funny, his sense of humor, and he had me in stitches.
Yeah.
And he became my bud, and we smoked our first cigarettes together, and we went to junior high school, and we treated as each other's only friends, and along came Alan Freed on the radio with Rock and Roll.
Yeah, wow.
And that made the retreat, that meant the shyness of teenage years become a very acceptable place to go to.
Mm-hmm.
My basement and the guitar and the tape recorder and rock and roll and singing and blending and getting the blend tighter and tighter.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't think there was anybody more tight as far as harmony goes than you two in the years.
Don and Phil, the Everlys.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. 86th best singer in the world according to Rolling Stone. How do you feel about that?
Too low. I'm better than that. 86th? I beg your pardon.
Dude, I love you, man. I've always admired you and your quick wit, and you're just absolutely
funny. You know,
fun.
Chris, you know what I am? I'm really devoted to this business. Decade after decade, I love to do it. I love rock. I love to sing. It's so much fun to let this sound warble out of your throat when you have the good night's sleep and you're on.
Yeah.
And the voice is pretty. It is such a delight to do Scarborough Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Any of these. It never stops through the years.
One of my favorites is The Boxer, man. I love it.
Me too.
I absolutely love it. Let me ask you, did you and Paul spend any time in Greenwich Village in the formative years of folk music back in that time?
Yeah, if you read Bob Dylan's book Chronicles 1, you get a nice picture of those streets, and we tramped around McDougal Street in 1964. You went to Gertie's Folk City, that was the main place you went to.
Wow.
And you auditioned, and you were just a nerdy guy who loved a Martin guitar, and you loved Pete Seeger, and you loved the righteousness of these folk songs. They were always about something, the cause.
Mm-hmm.
The miners are being screwed, and here's a song to express this righteous feeling. And the songs were terrific. Ask Dylan, ask Paul.
Absolutely. Well, they made it on the radio and were huge hits, and they must have meant something to somebody.
Yeah, they really had it. They were great. They worked with guitar.
Yeah.
Funny how they were guitar songs. It brought the guitar onto the stage, not so much piano.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you coming up at the Ryman Auditorium coming up on January 20th. It's always great to hear you in any form, whether it's on the stage or just talking to you over the telephone here with our audience this morning. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. And we're going to start giving away some more Art Garfunkel tickets. I can't believe it.
Great.
Thank you, Santa Art.
My pleasure, Chris. Nice talking with you.
Nice talking to you, too. Have a great one. We'll look forward to seeing you on the 20th. Thanks. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.